experienced. The noise stopped, filling the air with the dark metallic clang of sudden silence. The light went out, lancing the night with blue and purple afterimages. It was not the silence and darkness of conclusion, but of pause, like the moment of equilibrium when a thrown ball runs out of acceleration but has yet to have gravity drawn to its attention and for a brief moment thinks that the worst is over. This time it was heralded by a shrill whistling out of the clear sky and a swirl in the air that became a glow, became a flame, became a flare that sizzled downwards into the pyramid, punching into the mass of black marble. Fingers of lightning crackled out and grounded on the lesser tombs around it, so that serpents of white fire burned their way from pyramid to pyramid across the necropolis, and the air filled with the stink of burning stone. In the middle of the firestorm, the great pyramid appeared to lift up a few inches on a beam of incandescence and turn through 90 degrees. This was almost certainly the special type of optical illusion which can take place even though no one is actually looking at it. And then, with deceptive slowness and considerable dignity, it exploded. It was almost too crass a word. What it did was this. It came apart ponderously into building-sized chunks, which drifted gently away from one another, flying serenely out and over the necropolis. Several of them struck other pyramids, badly damaging them, in a lazy, unself-conscious way, and then bounded on in silence until they ploughed to a halt behind a small mountain of rubble. Only then did the boom come. It went on for quite a long time. Grey dust rolled over the kingdom. Pataclusp dragged himself upright and groped ahead, gingerly, until he walked into someone. He shuddered when he thought about the kind of people he'd seen walking around lately, but thought didn't come easily because something appeared to have hit him on the head recently.
Is that you, Dad?
Yes, said Pataclusp.
It's me, Dad. I'm glad it's you, son. Can you see anything?
No, it's all mist and fog.
Thank the gods for that. I thought it was me.
It is you, isn't it? You said.
Yes, Dad.
Is your brother all right?
I've got him safe in my pocket, Dad.
Good, so long as nothing's happened to him. They inched forward, clambering over lumps of masonry they could barely see.
Something exploded, Dad, said 2B slowly. I think it was the pyramid.
Pataclusp rubbed the top of his head, where 2 tons of flying rock had come within 1/16 of an inch of fitting him for one of his own pyramids.
It was that dodgy cement we bought from Mirko the Ephebian, I expect.
I think it was a bit worse than a moody lintel, Dad, said 2B. In fact, I think it was a lot worse.
He looked a bit, what's-her-name, a bit on the sandy side.
I think you should find somewhere to sit down, Dad, said 2B, as kindly as possible.
Here's 2A. Hang on to him.
He crept on alone, climbing over a slab of what felt very suspiciously like black marble. What he wanted, he decided, was a priest. They had to be useful for something, and this seemed the sort of time one might need one. For solace, or possibly, he felt obscurely, to beat their head in with a rock. What he found instead was someone on their hands and knees coughing. 2B helped him. It was definitely a him. He'd been briefly afraid it might be an it, and sat him on another lump of, yes, almost certainly marble.
"Are you a priest?"
he said, fumbling in the rubble.
"I'm Dil, chief embalmer," the figure muttered.
"Pataclusp 2B, paracosmic architect,"
2B began, and then, suspecting that architects were not going to be too popular around here for a while, quickly corrected himself.
"I'm an engineer," he said. "Are you all right?"
"Don't know.
What happened?"
"I think the pyramid exploded,"
2B volunteered.
"Are we dead?"
I shouldn't think so. You're walking and talking after all."
Dil shivered.
"That's no guideline. Take it from me. What's an engineer?"
A builder of aqueducts," said 2B quickly. "They're the coming thing, you know."
Dil stood up a little shakily.
He said, "I need a drink. Let's find the river."
They found Tepic first. He was clinging to a small truncated pyramid section that had made a moderate-sized crater when it landed.
"I know him," said 2B. "He's the lad who was on top of the pyramid. That's ridiculous. How could you survive that?"
"Why is there all corn sprouting out of it, too?" wondered Dil.
I mean, perhaps there's some kind of effect if you're right in the centre of the flare or something, said 2B, thinking aloud.